The Cincinnati Observatory is always a wonderful destination for anyone of any age who's curious about science, astronomy, and the world around them. This summer, the observatory has several activities lined up to engage, entertain, and enlighten those interested in the sun, the moon, Saturn, and other cosmic entities that make up our own solar system. I had the pleasure of speaking with Dean Regas, outreach astronomer from the Cincinnati Observatory, to find out more about this summer's events. Well, Dean, as always, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too. Thanks for coming over to the observatory.
Sure thing. This summer, you are just flushed with activity here at the observatory.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we got the summer solstice coming on, and we have a lot of great events that are coming up that weekend. The first one is on Friday, June 20th, is our Celestial Sips. It's our second annual wine tasting event at the observatory, where you can come over and try a variety of wines, and then we'll have some viewing through the telescope if it's clear. So we kind of say it's champagne, snacks, and Saturn will be visible. So that's a great event on Friday, the 20th of June.
And obviously, weather permitting, but Saturn is sort of the big hitter at this time of year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the good news with this event is whether it's cloudy or not, you get lots of wine. So that's always good. The Saturn is just the icing on top. And if it's a clear night, then we'll be looking at that. But even if it's cloudy, there's still lots to do for that event.
And then for kids of all ages, I guess, you have something called the Sunday event.
That's right. Exactly right. And you got to say it with a big voice.
Sunday.
Exactly. Because, well, first off, it's a program about the sun. We're going to be doing solar viewing, safe solar viewing, where we put filters on the end of the telescope. We can see sunspots, solar flares, solar activity. So that's one of the Sundays. Then it's on a Sunday. It's Sunday, the 22nd of June. And then the third Sunday is because we have ice cream Sundays. And, I mean, it's like the best event ever. You get solar viewing, you get big telescopes, and you get ice cream. So it's a great event for all ages, and that's 1 to 4 o'clock on the 22nd.
And solar viewing, that's not something that most people even think about. They think of the sun as, you know, obviously the big bright ball in the sky, but with a certain filter on a telescope, you can actually get close-up views and look at the sun itself?
Oh, most definitely. And we even attach the filters to our oldest telescope. The telescope dates back to 1845. And so you get to look through an old scope with a new filter on it. And the activity, if it's an active day on the sun, you can see a lot of sunspots and these arcing plumes, these arcing jets that are shooting off of the sun. We call those prominences. But it's definitely not something you want to try on your own. You need the right equipment, and these filters are specially made just for that.
And then I guess another event you have coming up, and this is something I'm really curious about, because Cincinnati, when people think of Cincinnati, they think of beer and sausage and soap and baseball. But in terms of history, you're connecting baseball with astronomy.
Yeah, exactly. We're having this kind of symposium that's coming up on the 27th, 28th. It's in honor of one of our contributors back in the day, Craig Woff, who passed away recently. And his two interests were astronomy, old astronomy, and vintage baseball. So we're having a symposium on the 27th and 28th to talk about both. We have the oldest observatory here. We also have the oldest professional baseball team in Cincinnati. So it's a kind of an interesting combination. So people that are interested in baseball, people that are interested in astronomy, we have you covered for this event.
I know you and I have talked about this a little bit in the past, but if you could, just give me a little bit of history regarding Cincinnati and its role in the sciences, and particularly in astronomy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the telescope we have here is the oldest professional telescope in the Western Hemisphere. It was the first world-class telescope to be over here. And it was bought in Munich, Germany, 1843, was shipped over to Cincinnati, 1844, and then went into service 1845. And so this was an established institution, the first really internationally recognized scientific institution in America that was having world-class equipment, watching the skies on a daily basis. But the trick to it was that it was all publicly funded. So it wasn't owned by a university. It wasn't owned by the city. It was the people of Cincinnati that owned this.
And also at the time, this was in place at what is now called Mount Adams, correct?
That's right. So the current observatory is on Mount Lookout. The old observatory, the original one, was on Mount Adams. And if you go up to Mount Adams, it's on the same place where the monastery is today. So it was the highest piece of ground there. And so it was there for 30 years. And then you can actually see it in the daguerreotype picture that they have down at the library. If you've seen the panoramic view of downtown in 1840s, you can see the observatory on the top of it. It's kind of cool. And then they moved to our present location, Mount Lookout, in 1873.
These events, not only are they intended to generate interest in the observatory itself and its role in Cincinnati, but I also think that by viewing things like Saturn and the sun, it really helps bring science to life.
Yeah, I mean, you can see Hubble telescope pictures and you can see these great images that are on the news and magazines, but what we have that's very unique is that you can put your eye up to the telescope and you have this intimate moment with Saturn, an intimate moment with the moon. It's just you and that light coming through the telescope. I think that's what's real magical, is that you can see how the telescopes work. These aren't super high-tech things. These are all stuff that was made by hand, too. So you get to see the craftsmanship. You get to kind of feel like you're back in the 19th century a little bit. And I know we had a group last night, and it was clear, and I stayed afterwards to look at Saturn. So me and Saturn had a nice little moment when the crowds left. It's really fun.
And that's a celestial body you've probably seen countless of times, but it's always something new and different?
Oh, yeah. I've seen Saturn hundreds, maybe thousands of times. But each time, I mean, when I set up the telescope and the audience was there waiting for me, as I look at it, I did a little gasp. I was like, there it is again, Saturn. And it just, yeah, it never disappoints. It's just this little planetary sphere with this perfect ring around it. It's just awesome.
And one thing I think is still necessary to point out, maybe not necessarily for the wine tasting, but this observatory and this facility and the staff especially are very kid friendly.
Oh yeah, definitely. And so that's why we do the things like the Sunday. We want to get families out and see the place and have kids be just interested in astronomy and see these telescopes, because it's one of those things they might not get to go on field trips in school. And so we want the parents to bring their kids over and have this experience. Because I remember going on my field trips when I go to special places like the zoo and planetariums, and that really stuck with me. And so we want this to be a one of those moments for them too.
Sounds like a busy summer here at the observatory. Thank you again, Dean, for your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
My thanks to Dean Regas, outreach astronomer from the Cincinnati Observatory. Some of the events this summer at the observatory do require reservations, so for more information about those events and the observatory itself, you can find links at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.